After a relatively peaceful summer, the city of Springfield, Massachusetts has been jolted by a rash of shootings. At least a dozen separate shootings have left 2 people dead and 10 wounded. The flare-up of violence began on the last day of August and continued through this past Saturday. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said he was very disheartened by the rash of shootings.
We have been moving in the right direction. Statistics will show that. But when this uptick occurs, we will hit, and we will hit back hard.
Sarno, who consults regularly with Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri, said police would step up patrols in the areas where the shootings occurred. He said police blame the violence on gang activity and disputes over drugs.
You will find in many of these situations, when we make the arrests, that many of these are repeat violent offenders who are brave and dedicated Springfield police officers, have arrested before, but for some reason, they are let go on low bail, or they're let go on bracelets and monitors from the jail. So they need to do their part also on it.
Sarno, for the last 2 years, has lobbied for legislation that would let district attorneys appeal when they believe bail has been set too low for a criminal suspect with a history of violence. The 2 homicides, the first in Springfield since mid-June, remain unsolved. A 30-year-old man was shot to death in front of a strip club on September 2nd. A 20-year-old man died September 9th, 3 days after he was shot in the head as he stood outside his car on a block of Worthington Street, where 2 earlier shootings had occurred. Police have struggled to make arrests in the shootings because of a scarcity of witnesses and uncooperative victims.
I'm very proud of the Springfield Police Department. We'll continue to be ever vigilant and hit back hard. But police cannot do everything.
Before the recent violence flared, Springfield officials had trumpeted statistics showing crime was on the decline. According to Barbieri, overall crime is down 7% this year on the heels of an 11% drop last year. Gun-related crimes dropped 25% in 2015 and were down an additional 8% this year.
Crime is a complicated issue. We've worked tirelessly to work with the community and our allies in local and federal and state government and the community itself to try and produce unprecedented drops.
Since becoming Springfield's police commissioner in 2014, Barbieri has reorganized the police department in an effort to become more proactive in combating crime. He's increased the number of officers in uniform on patrol by 26%. A community policing initiative has expanded to more neighborhoods. Millions of dollars has been spent on technology to develop real-time crime data analysis. Springfield for several years has seen periodic flare-ups of gun violence. It typically subsides after police increase patrols in the areas where the shootings have occurred. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.